game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It's November 18th, 2016. Slim, how are you doing today? How are you feeling?
Really, it's gonna go right to it, huh?
Yeah, why not? I mean,
you know, allergies happen. Gonna have to take my tens of millions and power through, I guess, or take a week off. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
I like taking a week off due to allergies.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'd rather make tens of millions of dollars, but either way.
Just be Popovich-ing it. You're just DMPing yourself a lot.
Yeah. Well, I am about that age, I guess.
You're such an ageist, yet you're so much older than me.
Just because I'm older doesn't mean I like older people.
Oh, wow. Chauvinist.
I don't think that's what that word means.
I don't really know. Who knows? So Slim, today I had a big work lunch. We went to one of those hibachi places, and I ate with wood chopsticks. All of a sudden, I like either got a splinter or something in the side of my mouth. Have you ever had that happen before? That was disappointing.
Splinter from your chopsticks?
Yeah, nah. Man. I don't know. Maybe it just like they're like rough, and I kept rubbing on the side of my mouth too much. I don't know. I need some chopstick advice here.
I mean, carry sandpaper with you, maybe. I don't know. I've never had that problem.
Anytime I go to eat Asian food, bring a little piece of sandpaper and like whittle them down.
This seems completely reasonable to me. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. This might be our most mundane but fun open I can think of. Allergies and chopstick injuries.
A little woodworking on the menu,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. Good times. Just want to let everyone know about our podcast schedule. So next week, we're only going to have one podcast. That'll be the Tuesday morning one due to Thanksgiving. Most of us will be out of town. Hey, there's where your couple of days off will be, right? Get some Thanksgiving break in?
Yeah. We still got games going on besides that one day.
Well, that's true, but you get a couple days off work, right?
Kind of don't really have a schedule like that, so if I have work to be done, I'll probably still do it.
You're kind of on your own time, so all right, well, everyone hopefully is looking forward to Thanksgiving. We'll talk about that more next week, but only the one pod on Tuesday morning. And then the week following that, we'll be having podcasts on Tuesday and Thursday mornings instead of Tuesday, Friday. So having a little bit more book into the week. Just want to let everyone know about that. On today's show, we're going to recap the big news and notes from around the NBA, including some much-needed bounce-back games from some underperforming shooting guards. We're going to take a look at tonight's games, make our 30-point challenge picks, and then wrap up the week at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
So Slim, are you ready for me to have a patented JB complaint fest?
I was gonna say this rant is trademark and.
Oh my god, it is unbelievable! It begins with this. He's really good at basketball, Slim.
That's a big pause there.
Did you know he's good at basketball, Chris Stapps?
Well, I didn't hear the music. Is that what you went with?
Oh, you couldn't hear the music?
No, I couldn't hear it. Oh man.
It definitely was playing. That's weird. I wonder if...
I'll just play it in my head. I know how it goes.
I don't know what happened there. Maybe Skype like knows not to pump the music out of my speakers to you if we're talking to each other. I don't know. It definitely was there.
Yeah, we already gave away that keyword, that trademark keyword. They got us with it.
They might have picked us off. But yeah, Kristaps Porzingis has an absolutely amazing game. Yesterday, in the daily notes yesterday, I gifted some of his moves. Oh my god, he is awesome. I was really happy about riding the open until I started combing through my RCLs. And I saw I'm playing against him in four of my five RCL leagues this week. Oh my god.
Those are some impressive odds.
Oh, 4 out of 5. And it's not like this is someone that's just like a pick. This is like 4 out of 5 teams that happen to get him in the second, third round turn. Oh, good Lord. I still love Porzingis. I can't help it because I dance to the song every time. But that was really frustrating. Has a career high 35 points, 7 boards, 3 assists, a steal and a block, 3 threes, 13 of 22 shooting. He's almost hitting 50% from the field right now. He is ridiculous.
Yeah, it was 25 at halftime.
Yeah, he was just balling out. I put it in my article, and I think you put this in a comment a day or two ago. I didn't mean to, like, steal it from you, but first rounder next year, Porzingis?
You know, if the field goal percent's for real, then I think so. That's the big question. Because now you're looking, I mean, everything is you know, the efficiency has gone up just leaps and bounds.
Oh,
you
know,
turnovers
know.
Down too.
Yeah, I noted that. 1.7 turnovers last year, 1.3 this year.
In 3 more minutes per game.
Yeah, I mean, his numbers, I'm using my, I'm still getting used to using the Razzball pages for all my stats. These are awesome. I still really like the Razzball pages.
Yeah, you know, the shot blocking, I'm starting to think that last year might wind up being a career high.
Yeah, 2.4 last year, down to 1.5 this year. Maybe. I mean, they kind of blocks and steals come in bunches for guys that can do that.
Yeah, I guess. You know, you play against Nurkic enough times, you might pad that stat.
Aww. Why'd you go straight there? This is supposed to be a positive podcast.
You know we have to eventually.
We'll get there. We'll keep it more positive. Actually, let me take it negative again. The team I was playing in our JV versus Slim League, it's actually our writer JG, which I didn't know that till now because that's not what he says his name is. And he's a new writer, so he went incognito in here. My matchup against him, get ready for this. On Wednesday, his team shot 53% from the field, hit 26 threes, and scored 224 points in one day.
In one day?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's like half a week.
I know. It's let's see what we got here. You had Wilson Chandler's big game. This even included Eric Gordon's like 5 for 20, and he had Tristan Thompson with 2 points, but... Porzingis 35, Durant 30, freaking JJ Redick 7 threes for 29 points. Yeah. And then both of the bounce back shooting guards we're about to talk about, he gets on the same day. Brandon Knight and Victor Oladipo have their best games of the season. Ugh.
Yeah, you got your hands full.
Yeah, I need to somehow win free throw percentage and catch him in rebounds to have a chance this week. I don't know if it's going to happen. But all right, well, that's my segue. Brandon Knight bounces back in a big way on Wednesday night. 32 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal. Shot 60% from the field, hit 3 threes. Is this a bounce back that's here to stay or what?
No, I don't think so. I don't think Warren's getting 18 minutes a night. What? Something happened to Booker? He get thrown out of the game?
Yeah, he got ejected, but it was at the
That's
end.
That's late in the game, though. This looks like it was Warren losing his minutes.
Warren lost his minutes.
Surprise. Denver goes small.
Yeah.
So they go small, too.
And Eric Bledsoe had a terrible game and took 4 shots. 4. That doesn't
seem
sustainable.
Yeah, that
sounds
like him.
So... yeah, big sell high moment here. I mean, they're playing the Pacers tonight.
It was just a bunch of points. It wasn't really that great of a line.
4 assists to 1 turnover is good for him.
Well, he's been getting the assists. I mean, the 1 turnover is odd, but you know, he's at 3.2 assists per game. He's been getting there.
Yeah, that's fine. He was efficient, 12 of 20 from the field. Looks
getting 1 steal doubles his average, so I guess there's
yeah.
a
Yeah. I'm definitely using this moment to sell high, and don't feel bad for telling 10 team owners that they could drop him.
No, this is it. This is your moment.
Yeah, agreed. Victor Oladipo, I also think, is kind of a sell high moment. That said, he's got a great schedule the next 2 games, but finally breaks out of it. What did he have? 29 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Hit 5 threes. Hit 67, 2/3 of his shots. I mean, did you watch any OKC Houston?
No, I didn't watch this.
I watched a lot of that game, and at least 6 of his 7 threes were just, they're so wide open that, like, no one on the Rockets tried to even close out. They were that wide open.
Well, looking at his stat line, it seems like they come in bunches. He either gets 5 or 1.
Yeah, yeah. So this one, it worked. He did get 40 minutes. That's a season high. And I will say, and I put this in the daily notes, that this is the first Thunder game I've seen where he actually took the ball up the court a few times. I think they're just, you know, forcing him to get more involved. You know, the 10 rebounds were fluky, but the rest was still, you know, just made his shots.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of steals. That's nice to see. That's really been the big surprise in my eye.
Yeah.
You know, the turnovers come back up. That's not a big surprise, but I don't know. You hope this is a harbinger of things to come, if that's the right word.
Oh, another key word. We're using lots of good buzzwords today.
Yeah, it's just that's usually a bad thing. At least in my eyes, it's usually a bad thing.
Why is that a bad thing? Using bigger
harbinger?
Words.
Harbinger?
Oh, I see what you. Oh, yeah, harbinger. I always get confused where the R is in that word. Harbinger. Anyway, next four games for Oladipo. Brooklyn, they're a mess of a team, and also Oladipo has played some junk time minutes in a couple games, so that should be a good matchup tonight. Then Sunday against the Pacers. Then Tuesday at the Lakers. Wednesday at the Kings. This might be a good four-game stretch. Might want to hold on to him and then try to sell highs and hope he stays hot after that.
You know, I still think it's going to get better either way. I think okay. if you think you can buy low or someone's trying to sell high, but they're not really, you know, I think this is more of a buy moment. I think it's going to come around.
All right.
Not as good as everyone had hoped, but it's still going to be top 50 in the end.
I think so, too, just... You know, I think I had him 29. The debate was having him at like 20. I think the 29 is going to end up being closer. Woo! No?
What's that?
I don't know. It's just a random woo. Slim.
A random woo.
I don't know what's happening.
Oh man!
I think I took some of your allergy medicine that I wasn't supposed to.
Oh man! You're not supposed to chug that.
Oh my bad. Slim, the NBA season's obviously back, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because they price compare for you by searching multiple ticket sites. And prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. Speaking of lowest available price, you get $20 off your first purchase. Why wouldn't you take advantage of that? All you have to do is download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, add a promo code, put in promo code RAZZNBA, RAZZNBA, and SeatGeek will send you $20, not a store rebate, of PayPal. PayPal delivery is how I did it. Super easy after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code RAZZNBA today. Oh, man. I wanted to be really positive with this podcast. I'm in a good mood today, Slim, even after the Porzingis nonsense and that one matchup against freaking JG with 224 points again. What? But then I have to watch the Mavs game for a little bit, which is depressing in its own right, but that's a different story. And JJ Barea just goes down in an absolute heap on a non-contact injury. I hate to see that.
Yeah, they're saying strained left calf, out for, quote-unquote, a while.
Yeah, and he said before the game he had issues with his Achilles, and he's going to get an MRI. I don't know if they had the MRI. It looked like an Achilles thing. I don't know if the MRI results have come out, but
he's playing way more minutes than he ever has. This lasted longer than I thought it would anyway. 9 games of 33 minutes. Yeah, this is it was bound to happen.
They Pelicans medical staffed him.
Doesn't quite have the ring I was hoping.
Yeah, not very phonetic, you know. Doesn't have a good flow.
Oh, no.
Just like the Pelicans offense. Ba-da-bing!
I mean, if you had an actual name to attach to that, it'd be better.
I looked it up once, and the poor guy, we rag on him so much. No need to cherry pick actual names out of this. It's a systematic issue, Slim. It doesn't fall on okay. one person.
So what, you ran and picked up Seth Curry in every league?
Oh my god, well, okay, so then Darren Williams only gets through under 10 minutes because he messed up his calf still. You know, he's had calf issues, then, you know, played when he was questionable, and then injures himself as out. So yeah, it looks like Seth Curry is the only healthy point guard right now, and this straight pissed me off, Slim. He's at 18% owned, I think. Maybe it was 28, one of those. And he's not available in any of my RCLs. And it's because people were owning him when he was terrible and not ownable, and they didn't need to own him anyway. But then they just luck into two injuries and a starting point guard. Ugh!
Well, he had the one game where he scored 23 points, so everyone was buying in again. Oh, Lakers.
Oh, shocking. Yeah. And it was like two or three. Was it two games ago?
That was 4 games ago. Then he had a game against Golden State with 5 steals and 9 assists. But, you know, it hasn't been good lately. But the minutes are there. I guess that's a positive.
People getting so lucky just because of two injuries in front of him. Now, he still wasn't even that good in the Boston game. 32 minutes, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. But this team is absolutely atrocious, and I think they're going to give him every opportunity to be the starting point guard for a while.
The other option being...
They signed someone dude named Jonathan Gibson, who, like, averaged 40 points in China. China. China.
he's... Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
I didn't even know I was going to work that into this podcast. I cannot stop laughing at Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump. It's so funny. It's so good and funny. It's hilarious.
Yeah, the what he does to his lips is just perfect. Yeah. That one where he relaxed and let it go and you actually recognized him, it's amazing. Yeah. Like what he can do, it's not even the makeup that's doing it, it's him.
My microphone's broken. Obama broke my microphone. Let me testing. China.
Wrong.
I need to get a Donald Trump soundboard. I haven't busted out the...
Yeah, you know that's out there.
Oh, I'll find one. I'm going to bust out the Arnold soundboard at some point in the podcast today. It's been too long. So would you own Seth Curry everywhere?
I mean, you know, for the time being, I guess. He ain't worth a whole lot.
Drop?
I don't think there's... I don't know. These last couple of games, was it 9-5-3? 6-4-4, 30 minutes apiece.
Yeah, but that's his, like, the backup combo guard. Now he has to actually be the point guard, and he was okay as the starting point guard for the Kings.
I mean, they're not going to win games.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I don't know. I mean, Harrison Barnes is going to get more opportunities to handle the ball, I imagine.
Ugh.
Yeah, they expect to get Dirk back any, you know, week now. But yeah, there's no real guard on the team anymore.
Did you drop some Spanish chocolate to get some Seth Curry?
Oh man. You know, both of them are borderline 150. Yeah. So both of them are like, yeah, I guess they're ownable in 12ers, but you can't really trust either one of them.
Give me Curry for the time being, because this team's going to give him shots. He'll hit more threes.
Right. I trust him more for scoring and Sergio more for assists.
Yeah, I agree with that. So you can kind of team needs it. Moving along, Josh Richardson. I did love that block that you put in the comments on poor Schroeder.
Yeah, there was another one too that was nice. His shot blocking ability is for real. And I think, you know, looking at something like that, I think his knee is okay.
Yeah, Schroeder got Berlin walled.
Oh, man. I feel like I need a little drum set next to me.
19 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks in his last game against the Hawks. And he's playing tonight, so we'll have another line for you to go off on by the time you listen to this. Got 38 minutes in that game. That's the thing for me is I was a little bit worried about the knee, but minutes last 3 games, 33, 28, 38.
Good play. That was the second game of a back-to-back.
Yeah, that too. Dragic is hurt. They just need guards out there that are healthy.
Yeah. I think his minutes will be there either way. Other people are going to lose minutes before he does.
Probably. Who has more?
Scoring a little high. You know, he's probably more of 12, 13 points. But there's a lot that's gone up. His per 36 field goals right now went from like 9 per game to, 14. Something like that. So he's being far more aggressive shooting the ball.
Yeah.
And he looked good doing it. They're going in.
Yeah. I mean, turnovers are also up per 36 a little bit, but.
Yeah, but I think that's more about him having to be the starting point guard. Once he has, more of a spot-up shooter role on offense, those should come down.
Who gets more minutes rest of the season, Josh Richardson or Tyler Johnson? Is it even close?
Yeah, I'll go Richardson.
Okay. They should be kind of close, though, right?
You can put him on the team's best guard or best small forward, and he's going to, be one of the better defenders out there. He's going to shut somebody down. And he's really good.
Yeah, he looked good. I watched a little bit of that Heat game against the Hawks, and he did look good. Drew Holiday is back. He's back tonight. Woo! Time to drop Tim Frazier. Yes, no, maybe.
it's going to be about a week before Drew is probably playing 30 minutes.
Probably. I held on to Frazier in a couple leagues. I had him because he had a Friday-Saturday back-to-back. And then I'll cut them for Sunday.
Sounds good. So about as far as you can go, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, if for some reason he's playing a ton of minutes next to Drew, and Drew's getting like 25 out of the gate, and Frazier's still getting 30 somehow, maybe I hold on to him, but this is...
I don't see that happening.
I kind of don't either, so... sticking with the Pelicans. Oh, here we go again! Anthony Davis is injured.
That was pretty good.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Been practicing, huh?
Yeah. That's my favorite, disappointing little ditty I give to people.
That's good. That's good.
Or one time in college, this girl was complaining about something for it went on for like 2 or 3 minutes, and I just at one point went like, I turned and went really loud. So you had a bad day, you sang a sad song, and she got so mad.
All right, that's the closest you've gotten to really breaking out into full song. I know,
I need to leave the theme music for you and Kaylee Makes Limelight Stupid. Sorry. Well, that was like angry
don't falsetto. Apologize. Right there. Be proud of your vocals.
It's like the falsetto of the darkness. I believe in a thing called love. Just a little bit of my heart.
Ah, poor Anthony Davis. He's sitting here waiting for his little update about his injury. JB, come on. What's going on? Am I playing next game or what?
He's anxiously waiting for Razzball Basketball's opinion of him. I know he is.
Well, we have about as much information about his injury as everyone else, including his medical staff.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's out with the quad. He was questionable going into the game. So, knock on wood or a voodoo doll or whatever, that it's not a long-term thing. Terrence Jones gets a start, has by far his best game of the season, 26 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, chips in a block and 2 threes, hit 6 of 7 from the free throw line, too.
It wasn't by far his best game. He had that 19-7-6 with 4 blocks.
You're right.
Second big outburst. And it's kind of 2 in a row. 15-10 with a steal and 2 blocks. And missed free throws.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, luckily the turnovers are pretty low for a guy that's going to hurt your free throw percentage.
It's starting to look like there's going to be more good games and less duds. I mean, they're going to happen. Just because of the team, I think. If it's 3 out of every 4 is a good game, that's good enough for me.
That's 12 or ownable for sure. Rest of season, Terrence Jones or Josh Richardson?
There is no rest of season for Terrence Jones. You're just not allowed to ask that question.
You're in a 10-team league, and you're in a 4-4-1 matchup, and everything is tied. I guess that would be more like a 0-9-0 matchup, but...
No, I'll probably take Josh Richardson. I feel pretty good about that.
Okay. John...
Even a good Terrence Jones isn't very nice to your free throws.
No. I mean, he's going to be 60% or something like that, but he will probably chip in more blocks.
Richardson... yes. You know, assuming the minutes are all there and everything. But it's not like Richardson's going to hurt you.
Yeah. And Richardson...
Richardson's going to give you more threes.
And more steals, probably. So...
Yeah, Terrence Jones has always been a pretty good steals per guy. I mean, even looking at these stat lines, it's still kind of chipping in.
Yeah, I mean, it's under one. I mean, he's under one and over one when Josh Richardson should be over one.
Considering how ridiculously different they are, it's not that. Besides I know. The rebounds, I guess. The rebounds kind of throws it off.
But. I know, they're kind of similar. I thought that was a good one. John Henson is your new starting center for the Bucks. And gets 20 minutes, which is kind of what I expected. Didn't get any blocks, 7.7 rebounds. Meh. Owning him in any 12ers?
I streamed him for the Atlanta-Miami game, 16th, 17th, and I've already dropped him. So
there you go.
I don't even know what he's... I don't even know what he did last night against Miami in the game I haven't seen yet. So
yeah,
that happens in the past, I'll know.
Tomorrow against Golden State. Golden State loves to play small. Don't be surprised if you get very little Henson.
Yeah, this is absolutely true.
All right. Sing a bad song. You had a bad day because we liked one of the Nuggets.
Aww.
Oh, I know. I had to bring us all down. Here's what I did last time. Now I'm going to give you... I'll give you 100 words this time. Explain the Denver big men. Go!
Fareed. That's all I got.
It's so bad. It's so bad. And Nurkic looked so good to start the year. What has happened? You watch the Nuggets a lot.
Yeah, you know, the turnovers have come up, and that's probably costing him playing time. You know, and losing playing time is going to cost him confidence, and he's a guy that really feeds off his own confidence. Yeah, you know, it's going to get better. Whether or not he really ever gets to that 30 minutes a night, you know, with Jokic playing only center, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Neither one is going to be top 50 as long as they're both there. It's just not going to happen. It can't.
Jokic going to his coach and saying, bring me off the bench. That's not good for Jokic. And Nurkic, apparently, someone put in the comments that he looks like whiny and pouty out there. Agree? Disagree?
Yeah, and a lot of that, I think, is Fareed being, you know, as aggressive as he is and taking up so much space down low. Nurkic doesn't have the room to operate like he used to. I need Nurkic next to a power forward that sits out on the three-point line.
They need to make some trades. Play Gallo at the four. Bring Jokic as like a super sub off the bench to play four and five.
I think they're done with Jokic at the four. It's going to be not at least until he gets his confidence back, and I don't know when that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, you go to your coach and say, bring me off the bench doesn't spell confidence. I mean, he was fine out there last year. He shot threes. I know he played mostly the five, but he shot threes, got assists, looked good in the open floor, looked good ball handling. There's just something wrong here.
I'm not real sure. I mean, you got Gallinari back and you got Chandler back. Maybe that's playing into it some.
Yeah, you might be right.
It's not as much on him as a passer this year. I don't know. It's a not a fun situation.
Yeah, Wilson Chandler had a really good game, as I mentioned, because he was going against me in that RCL league. 28, 11, and 5 with a steal and a block against Phoenix. 11 or 22 from the field, two threes. Made 4-4 free throws. Really good all-around game in 35 minutes. You put it in the comments. You said so yourself. He's must-own in 12ers.
He's a little better than a streamer. I guess that is must-own.
Huh?
Yeah, you know, with Jokic no longer playing power forward, a bunch of minutes opened up.
God.
I think he's kind of filling that role right now.
Imagine going into this season and saying the two best Nuggets this far this year would be Kenneth Faried and Wilson Chandler.
Yeah, that's... You would say there's a lot of people that are losing their league.
Yeah, any Jokic owners.
Blame me on us.
Yeah.
No, they better not. Don't blame Jokic on me. That's the only one. Please.
No, oh, no, that's not on you. I mean, it's not... Ooh, look at this update. The Astros acquire Brian McCann.
Okay.
Wrong podcast. Well, you're the Astros owner. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, but... I know you don't expect me to get excited about the, you know, 35-year-old.
You ageist.
You know, took a bats away from Reed.
You think, well, I guess McCann can't really catch anymore, can he?
Nah.
Well, they don't have Jason Castro anymore, so they got to have a catcher a little bit out of McCann.
Well, got us in there for another year. He'll get the every other night duty.
Oh, my God.
Maybe switch up those two. I don't know. That's depressing.
That's going to be a really bad defensive backstop.
Yeah. Is Mathis available?
All right. Sorry for that detour. More young people for Slim. Julius Randle gets a triple-double. 17 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists. It was against Brooklyn, so there's probably your main reason. But last four games, 5-8-3, then 10 assists, up to 3.8 assists this year. I mean, if he's going to average 4 assists a game, plus get close to a steal and a block, this is going to be a really good player. He's hitting 55% from the field this year after 42.9 last year.
Yeah, this is a pretty nice, I think we can call it a breakout. I mean, the turnovers are really annoying. It's all a game.
You bequeath the breakout label to Randle?
Yeah, and I'm not worried about Nance taking his minutes.
Yeah.
We're over that. Yeah, I think this is nice. It's it's a Tristan Thompson breakout, but it's a breakout,
wow.
Sure.
Wow. Ew, what'd you do that for?
It's not that dissimilar besides the assists.
It's pretty dissimilar. He's
70, I mean, yeah, the 77-78% free throws is a bit odd.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much odd. I can trust them.
It was 71 last year. That's just a marginal improvement.
What are we at? 1.6 combined steals and blocks? That reminds me of somebody. Uh-huh. Although Tristan's blocking shots this year.
I did see that. Around. Rest of season, Keith or Julius Randle?
Markeith?
Yeah.
Is that the question? Yeah, give me Markeith.
Over Julius Randle? I like what he's doing.
Huh?
Over Randall?
So you lose the assists, you gain, you know, it looks like quite a bit of defensive stats.
Yeah, but Markeith Morris has to have, this little run here lately has been without Beal, right?
He still had some 18-point games before that.
Randall got
the minutes have always been there, besides the one blowout to Boston. I don't know. I feel good about it. I think, you get some center eligibility for some reason that you don't get from Randle.
Oh, I forgot to bring that up. Oh, man. So, the Heat are playing tonight. Who are you playing at your point guard position?
I don't know. I guess they're starting no one that Yahoo considers point guard eligible.
You've hit like 3 or 4 comments and once me in text. Complaining about this. Where's our official Razzball lobbyist? We have an official Razzball lobbyist. Please lobby Yahoo to have Josh Richardson point guard eligible. Yeah.
Kilpatrick started one game and got it, and one game as the point guard. Richardson started the past 3 and still doesn't have it.
Giannis has it.
That makes so much sense.
Giannis has it. Dellavedova is clearly playing point guard right now.
Yeah, I mean, Giannis might have had a start or two in there last year. I'm not sure. I don't think so, but possibly. But still, come on. This is just, you know, Richardson is obviously the starting point guard for 3 straight games. I think that's good enough.
He should be. If there was something we could manually do to change that, I would. But we need the lobbyist, the official Razzball lobby. Anything else from the past couple nights of action from you, Slim?
You know, I don't know if this is happening for everyone, but I'm starting to have some injuries piling up.
I have this week, I have my epically healthy and young, youthful, never injured Anthony Davis, Dwight Howard team get a little banged up this week.
Okay, no surprise there. Got, you know, Favors down. Okay, you know, that happens. But to have Winslow and George Hill down also, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, that was rough there. Who else has gotten hurt lately? Dragic's ankles hurting me in one league.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got Harris and you got Barton with the setback. Who knows what's going on there? Still got another week or two on Reggie. So there's – I had to drop Barton in a league just because I'm not willing to wait on it.
Yeah. Man, the Barton one really saddened me because I saw
– Yeah, he was happen. Ready to really have a good month.
Yeah, had an opportunity. You know, Al Horford's still not back. Jay Crowder's still not back. Some ILs are filling up. I'm just looking at the injury list here now.
Oh, we got Beverly back tonight.
Beverly's back tonight.
Last night. I mean, he played last night for 30 minutes, just like Antoni said.
Yes, and he scored 20 points with 8 assists and 8 steals.
Oh, why? Did Harden get injured?
I don't know.
Breaking news.
I have him on a couple RCLs now, and I want him to do well. Who else is hurt here? Yeah, the Winslow. Winslow's his wrist. Yeah, that one's annoying. I meant to ask you, what do you think of James Johnson? He's playing really well lately.
Yeah, the minutes fluctuate. I think that's kind of hard to have consistent. You know, it's what we have here, 30, 18, 26, 21 before the 30. So he's right now it looks like he's kind of rotating good games and bad games. The one steal, one block seems to be there with the 24-ish minute roll either way. Doesn't look like he has any threat to lose his job.
No.
It's a real good 12er streamer. It's going to be kind of hard to keep him through so many ups and downs.
Yeah, I mean, I think his stats really remind me of Terrence Jones Light. Just with good...
Yeah, the minutes just aren't going to... It's just not enough minutes.
No,
it's kind of what you were hoping for from Matt Barnes, I think.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah, this, you know... Close to a steal, full block. You know, would expect a little bit more threes from Barnes. The field goal percentage to be down a little bit. But, yeah, I can see that. I've been happy with James Johnson. $0 buy. Woo!
Yep, yep.
That was another mini woo just for you.
Woo.
Looking at tonight's games, we have a busy Friday slate with 10 games. 20 teams of the 30 in action. A lot going on here. I'll take this moment to clap my hands that I'm atop the Razzball leaderboard on the 30-point challenge. Woo!
Have so many so far.
That was a bigger woo for you. I have more this year already than I had all of last year. That's either really good for this year or just so depressing for last year. It's probably a mix of the two. But yeah, I've got 3, Slim's got 2, and commenter Connor. What's up, Connor? Staying at the top of the leaderboard with me with 3 as well. On Tuesday's show, Lissandro and the Jintern getting Kimba, and Connor getting D'Angelo Russell. What a call. He had been brutal till then.
Yeah, I had my Jimmy Butler get 27.
Yeah.
Close.
You have a 25, a 29, and a 27 so far. I have a 26 and 28 on here, too. So it could have been
even better. We're not beating our 9 combined points the one day, though. That might be a record that stands.
Which one?
We had 9 combined points.
Oh, yeah. Like, for lowest amount of points. Yeah, that's going to be tough to do. A DMP and D'Angelo Russell not scoring 10. So tonight's games, Suns, Pacers, should have lots of Pacers. Golden State, Boston should be a pretty good one. Is Isaiah Thomas in the top 10 yet? He probably is.
Yep, number 8.
Man, yeah, he's really gone up there. 27.2 a game, wow. Nets at OKC should actually be pretty quickly paced because the Nets want to shoot a 3 every possession.
So yeah, Lopez sitting again.
Possibly. I don't know if I want to risk Brook Lopez. I feel like my Brook Lopez scoring 30 exactly for me is kind of a one and done kind of situation. Well,
yeah, and you knew he was going to play because he was sat the day before.
Yeah, because we knew he was DMP rest the day before.
That's so sad.
I know. Anything else from you from these games sticking out to you real quick?
Toronto's going to whoop it up on Denver. That's sad.
Yeah, but a lot of JV minutes. A lot of JV minutes / no Vieira minutes. So Nurkic should play a lot. Hopefully, for once.
Oh, man. It's been tough. You just don't know what's going to happen there from night to night.
Yeah. Well.
Dallas 2-8.
Oh, they're awful.
Man, they were a playoff team last year.
Well,
I thought
awful.
They were doing a little better than that.
Well, I mean, the face of their franchise is hurt. Wesley Matthews had a rest game. Point guards hurt. All of them.
You know who's going to be a big, big pickup eventually this year?
Justin Anderson or Dwight Powell?
A.J. Hammonds.
Really? What makes you say that?
Oh, yeah. You know who that is?
No.
No. I'm trying to find it. Center for Purdue the past 4 years.
Okay.
Let's see. Purdue numbers, 24 minutes per game. That's pretty much what he did all 4 years. And he averaged 2.6 blocks per game.
Wow. 7 foot tall dude. He sounds familiar. I'm trying to pull up some images here.
He was a mid-second round pick.
Interesting.
24 years old. He had a game in the D League the other day that was, you know, ridiculous. Oh, here you go. 20 minutes, 7-for-7 field goals, 2-for-2 free throws, blocked 2 shots, 16-6, and fouled out. But still, if they keep losing games like this, he's going to get minutes. Yeah. He's a nice little shot-blocking big man down the road.
I'm trying to figure out a way to be sure I can hold on to Dorian Finney-Smith. Because he's been playing okay defensively, but if they keep losing injuries, they might give him a roll.
Yeah, it's just hard to believe he's ever going to be a usage type. So it'll stay low end.
Probably. But that might be one of your wastelands of teams to start thinking about the young guys. I like that call. A.J. Hammonds. Good one. Top 10 scorers, DeRozan, Westbrook, Brown, Lillard, Harden, Durant, Curry, Isaiah Thomas, as we mentioned, Wiggins, and DeMarcus Cousins. I get to go first, and Dennis Schroeder is not playing defense, and Kemba Walker's gotten so many people points, yet he's 11th in the league in scoring.
11.
I have to do it. I have to go Kemba.
All right, well, then I have to, I can't let you root for Kawhi then. So I'll take Kawhi against the Lakers.
No! No!
There you go. Root against Kawhi. He's going to score 29 points. You'll be like, don't score, don't score.
I need to give you a revenge of the Sith. No! No? No, nothing.
Yeah, I probably saw that movie once.
I watched the Honest trailer for it recently for some reason. Those Honest trailers get me every time. The end of it was Star Wars, episode 111. just like small little
prequel things. To the third sequel of the first prequel.
So there you have it. There's our 30-point challenge picks. Be sure to submit your picks on comments of this podcast. We got a couple minutes left, Slim. Anything good at the movies? Anything going on with you?
And there are some good movies out there I want to see. I want to see Arrival.
Oh, true story. I went to film school. I don't know if I've talked about that in the podcast before. Anyway, I double majored in film and business. Don't ask me how I got to Raswell from that, but anyway. A dude I went to school with, he was a year younger, actually ended up being an intern where I worked. He now works for that production company that put out Arrival, and it's his first film credit on that movie.
Oh, nice.
So that's pretty cool.
You got a shout-out for him, or?
I don't know. He doesn't really... He's the Phillies in REL Baseball.
All right.
But he doesn't really listen to basketball. Anyway, his name's Torrey Smith. Here, I'm going to IMDb him real quick.
Oh, man. All right, so he's 35-year-old wide receiver? Something like that?
Oh my God! There's so many Torrey Smiths. Could you have any more of like a? Oh wait.
Well, yeah, I mean, I want to see Hacksaw Ridge. I want to see Doctor Strange.
It is not It's not Tori Smith on German IMDb. I don't know why that came up. But yeah, there's a lot of good movies coming out.
JB's searching. Careful.
I'm trying to find my friend on IMDb, okay? It's very difficult. Anyway, I don't see him on here. Yeah, I'll find him at some point. What else is good that's out right now? Pretty much just Arrival. I never saw The Accountant. Did you see that?
No. I never saw Jack Reacher 2 either. Sorry, I'm being attacked by the dog right now.
Oh, the mascot wants in on this.
Yeah, I never saw Jack Reacher, so I guess I'm missing out.
I don't know if you're really missing on that much.
You hear the panting? Yeah, I'm getting absolutely mauled.
Oh, Slim, you made a trade in Ariel. What? Did you even know
I got Juancho back?
Yeah!
That's my boy. I got my Juancho.
He's so happy. Yes.
Now I have brother Serdan Gomez.
Oh, you've got both the Hernan Gomez. Don't tell Donald Trump about your team because he'll send them back out.
Yeah, it cost me Oubre. You know, a $15 Oubre for a $6 Juancho.
That's fine. It's a good deal.
Yeah, and I enjoy saying Juancho more than Oubre, but, you know, that does play into it.
Oh, poor Oubre is getting traded around in our league like crazy.
I mean, a big part of my, because I traded Juancho away, a big part of getting him back is the failure of the Jokic thing at power forward.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think we have the power forward of the future is already on the roster, and I think it's Juancho.
Yeah, very possible, very possible. Slim, so this is we're heading into week 12 of 13 of Fantasy Movie League, and I want everyone to play for the winter season.
Slim, okay, that's Oscar season for me. I'll be watching these movies, I'll know which ones are worth watching.
Will you play in Fantasy Movie League with me this time, please? I need a friend.
I will, in fact, be active.
Okay, that's all I ask. It literally takes, 3 seconds to make your team. So please join the Razzball League. This is me on my hands and knees. I can't even talk anymore. Pleading you to join the Razzball League. So go to fantasymovieleague.com. In the league, search for the Razzball League. And it's a private league, so that way, I don't know, people that think Razzball sounds cool won't hop in it. I don't know. We're not doing it for any prizes, just shout-outs on the podcast and stuff. The password is Rball, R-B-A-L-L. That's the password to get in the league. So join the Fantasy Movie League. If you haven't played it yet, it's a ton of fun. It takes about 30 seconds. What you do is like a salary cap league where you pick movies based on salary caps and fill out your movie theater and try to make the most money based on your movies. If you need any more run through, put it in the comments, we'll play. And I don't know, the winner of the winter season, yeah, we'll figure something out. So whoever wins the winter season, we'll come up with some sort of prize. But I want to let everyone know, the winter season starts in 2 weeks. So be sure to join the Razzball League and Fantasy Movie League, password Rball. Slim, I think that's going to do it for our show this week. Next week, only one show, so we got a lot to cram in. This one, we got a little out of control. I blame myself for that.
No, it's all good. I'm about ready to start cooking dinner, but it was good talking to you. I enjoy our moment.
You're so distracted by your fantasy basketball mascot, your girlfriend about to cook dinner. Your whole world is your whole world. Everyone wants a piece of Slim right now.
Well, you put me on the golf course and you can have it. Well, that works right now.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week for a Thanksgiving special-ish kind of normal podcast. I don't know. Whatever. But we'll catch you then. Have a good weekend. Hope you win all the rest of your matchups this week. And talk to you next week, Slim. Take it easy.
Yes, sir.